Shivalli Brahmins website has planned a number of programs to propagate Bharatiya culture and customs. One such program and the lecture series on our epics and other ancient literature, the storehouses of Sanatana Dharma. The first of this series is a lecture on the Ramayana. The script is prepared and recorded by Professor G.S. Mudambadittai.
Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha Hari Om. ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதயே நமஹ. The Ramayana is the first and one of the greatest epics of mankind. It describes the beauty of human existence. It presents to us the events which took place thousands of years ago in a touching manner. The greatest truths highlighted in the epic are applicable to life at all times and places, and they are universal in their application. The delineation of characters and events in this great epic is awe-inspiring and is the mainstay of our cultural unity. One reading the Ramayana will give the reader a comprehensive picture of Indian culture and Sanatana Dharma. Rama, the central figure of the epic, is called Maryada Purusha, a paragon among human beings. He has all the great qualities which a human being can possess. Therefore, we are told, Rama Divat Vartitavyam Na Ravana Divat. That means, we should follow Sri Ramachandra's footsteps and not that of Ravana. Sri Ramachandra is the seventh incarnation of Lord Mahavishnu. He is born to establish dharma and destroy adharma. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Says the Lord, whenever dharma is on the decline, I descend on the earth and destroy evil and re-establish dharma. Even animals come to help the righteous. Even a very good person, one's own kith and kin, deserts one who spurns dharma. Have not Vanaras come to help Sri Rama? Vibhishana, the great soul, deserts Ravana and joins hands with Sri Rama in the great struggle to re-establish dharma. This is the essence of the Ramayana. If anyone imbibes the culture of the Ramayana, every citizen of this great Bharata will become one like Sri Rama, and Bharata will become Ramarajya, envisioned by our great sages and leaders of the past. The Ramayana is a great historic work in which sage Valmiki delineates the characters and events in such a beautiful and breathtaking fashion to make the reader spellbound. It has 24,000 stanzas, and the events take place as if they are taking place in front of our eyes. It is the essence of the four Vedas and all other holy books. Sri Ramachandra is the hero of the epic. He is a paragon among human beings. He has all the great qualities a human being can possess. He is the apple of his parents' eye. He comes down to earth as an incarnation of Lord Vishnu to lighten the burden of the earth infested by demons, but he does not speak about or behave as God incarnate. Dasharatha loves him so much that he does not feel like sending Sri Rama to the forest with Vishwamitra. He says, Una Shodushavarshome Ramo Rajiva Lochanaha Nayuddha Yogyatamasya Pashyami Sah Rakshasei. Sage Vasishtha's intervention saves the day for Dasharatha. He agrees to send Rama and Lakshmana with the sage to the forest. The subjects love him so much that even the king announces that he has decided to crown Sri Rama the king, when in one voice they welcome the old king's decision. When he leaves Ayodhya, a sea of humanity follows him, and he advises them not to leave Ayodhya and he would be back in 14 years. Sri Ramachandra lives an ideal life as a son, as a husband, as a brother, as a king, and as a friend, even as a responsible citizen. When Kaikeyi tells him that she has asked his father to crown Bharata king and send Sri Rama to the forest, Sri Rama's reaction is something extraordinary. He says, "Oh mother, you have not asked for something impossible which I cannot fulfill. You love me and make little difference between Bharata and me. If he becomes king, I'll be very happy. Father and you are really making a mountain of a moon. I'll fulfill your desire this very moment. I'm happy to go to the forest because I would love to be in the presence of Mother Nature. Going to the forest is like going to my mother. You have blessed me with a sense of fulfillment." Lakshmana becomes angry when he comes to know that Sri Rama is leaving. He begs Sri Rama not to go to the forest and he would crown him king. Sri Rama advises him to cool down. Even Bharata goes to the forest to meet Sri Rama, and Lakshmana mistakes Bharata and he thinks that Bharata is there to kill Rama. Once again, Sri Rama says, "Cool down, dear brother. I understand your honest purpose. I am fortunate to have you as my brother. I know Bharata. He has great love for me and he must be coming here to persuade me to go back to Ayodhya. Let us not jump to hasty conclusions. It may lead to another tragedy. Bharata is incapable of doing anything wrong." As a friend, Sri Ramachandra is nonpareil. He protects Sugriva and kills Vali. Commentators are not kind to Sri Rama at this point. They say he should not have killed Vali by shooting an arrow at him from behind a tree. Sri Madhvacharya defends Sri Rama by arguing that Vali is a monkey. Even animals, or cruel animals, are killed not by fighting with them. Sri Rama has no chance of making friends with Vali because he is a friend of Ravana and has vowed to help him. Further, Vali has committed the worst possible sin of keeping Sugriva's wife Rume forcibly in his palace. On these three counts, Sri Rama is within his limits to hunt him down. One of his objects of taking an incarnation is to punish the wicked. He gives refuge to Vibhishana, the brother of Ravana, and assures him of his help in protecting his interests. At the end of the war in Sri Lanka, he restores Sri Lanka's throne to Vibhishana, and he could have annexed it and made it part of his empire of Ayodhya. He does not do so. Even Lakshmana, when he suggests Apiswarnamayi Lanka Name Lakshmana Rochate Janani Janmabhumishcha Swargadapi Giriyasi, is the reaction of Sri Ramachandra. Sri Rama, as Lord Vishnu, loves his devotees and blesses them. He saves Ahalya and relieves her from the curse. Shabari, the greatest devotee of Sri Rama, experiences bliss when she sees him. He blesses her. In the last moment of his life, Ravana confesses to his guilt. He says, "O Raghurama, being born on this earth, you pretend to play the role of a human being on this great stage called life. I know you are the incarnation of Lord Vishnu." Once a person realizes this truth, worldly things become insignificant to him. "I am being burnt by the fire of my sins. Please wield your divine weapons and put an end to my agony so that I can reach your lotus feet." Sri Rama does so and Ravana rolls on the ground. Sri Rama takes him in his arms and consoles him, and Ravana dies in peace. As a husband, Sri Ramachandra fulfills all the desires of his beloved Sita. He knows that the golden deer is a demon. He pursues it just to please her. At this point, one may say that he is wrong when he sends his pregnant wife to the forest. Yes, he does. As a king, he has a duty to his citizens. Values of life change from time to time. If one considers the social values of today, and in the light of it, Sri Rama has done a grievous wrong. But Ramarajya is different. He has to respect people's sentiments. The concept of value is very high. Even the slightest mistrust, however unjust it may be, has to be respected. As a king, he has to protect the righteous. He has successfully tried to weed out all the antisocial elements so that the righteous ones may live in peace. Sri Rama is criticized for killing Shambhuka, but as a king, he finds the latter doing something he is not entitled to do. At this point, let us not forget the truth. Your liberty ends where my nose begins. Sri Ramachandra knows that. This truth should be pursued. Ramachandra spent 13 years away from Ayodhya. He did not spend these 14 years in the forest. The first 13 years were spent in setting the ancient Gurukulas in order. Ravana had a plan to destroy these Gurukulas. He had 14,000 people of his liking, and they used to go to these Gurukulas and then influence the students there not to pursue their studies. Sri Rama knows it very well, and he thinks it is his duty to go around and then set these Gurukulas in order. And he did that for 13 years, and the real story begins only when Sita was abducted by Ravana. In short, Sri Ramachandra's personality is based on truth, righteousness and sacrifice. His character is bright as crystal. That is why he is called Maryada Purushottama, a paragon among mortals, a role model for all times. Ramaya Ramabhadraya Ramachandraya Vedase Raghunathaya Nathaya Sitaya Pataye Namah.